Okay, so this is Razak, and I'm interviewing Mohammed Sultan. So, Mohammed, which languages do you speak?
Natively, I'm an English speaker. I also have some grasp of Bengali. When I was younger, I was able to speak it, understand it, and even read it. Now I can barely speak it, barely read it. I barely understand it. Now I can understand it fairly well. In addition to that, there's a third language, and that's Arabic. It's basic. I mean, I'd say I'm just below an intermediate Arabic speaker. My reading skills are fairly good, and my writing skills are fairly good.
All right. So where and how did you learn your languages?
So with Bengali, that was pretty much like input from my parents and family. Again, got it when I was very young, but for some reason, because I had no one to use it with, that kind of died out, and so now I can't speak it, though at one point I was able to speak it. English I just picked up from, again, my family, my older siblings, places of education like primary school, etc. Arabic is something that I actually went out to learn by myself, so it's been a process where it's been a slow process where I've been trying to learn it, but I'm actually outside of the environment, so there's no Arabic speakers, so it's a bit difficult.
Okay, so where do you consider yourself to be from? Do you think that where you're from is a multilingual or a monolingual environment, and why do you think this is?
Well, though I was born in Bangladesh, I consider myself to be from England. At the current moment, it's East London. East London, definitely, there's lots of Asians, so you've got various different other languages.
Do you think that the language environment where you're from has shaped how you think about language? For example, you might only speak a particular language in an academic environment, etc.
Religion is highly attached to the way that I think about Arabic, because the Quran is in Arabic, and it's probably one of the main reasons that's inspired me to go out and try to learn Arabic. Whereas with academia, for most of my life, all of my life, I've been learning in English, so English I'd attach some sort of academic meaning or feelings to. Right, this is Mohammed Sultan. I'm interviewing Razak Alam. First question, which language or languages do you speak?
I speak Bengali, English. I'd say I'm native in both. And I understand and speak a little bit of Arabic. And I understand a lot of Hindi and Urdu.
Okay, cool. When, how did you learn your languages?
Bengali, I learned... specifically at home or in family environments, never learnt academically, and I can only speak Bengali and understand. I can't read the script. English, I guess I first learnt it predominantly through school, but then as you make friends and everyone speaks English, you obviously develop it from there, and also I guess in the work environment everyone speaks English.
Okay, where do you consider yourself to be from? Do you think it's from a multilingual or monolingual environment?
I'm born and bred in London, specifically in East London, which is a considerably multilingual area. So everyone spoke Bengali and English pretty much. So I'd describe it as a multilingual environment.
Okay, so how do you feel about speaking more than one language?
I really like it. I think it gives you access to different people, different communities. Even if you're talking to the same person, it gives you a different dimension of how you discuss and talk with them. It's quite interesting. If you're talking with friends and everyone speaks English, but then suddenly you decide to speak Bengali, then it adds a different dimension.
Okay, cool. So you said you speak more than one language. How do you feel about each particular language? Has your environment shaped the way that you think about particular languages?
I guess so. Although English is like my main language, which I use in most kind of aspects of life, Bengali is more personal, it's more intimate, more native, probably because of the family or home connection.
Okay, have you ever experienced any advantages to speaking more than one language?
I've travelled abroad in the Middle East, where just understanding Arabic, you know, means you can get along with people a lot more, and kind of navigate through the country. And I met a lot of Asians there from Bangladesh and India, and I could connect with them very well because of the fact that I could speak Bengali and understand Hindi, etc.